Let's have a think about some audio-described theatre. You might be blind or partially sighted and thought, there's no point in me going to see a live performance, but that's not the case, thanks to audio description. And our man, who's a bit of an expert on live performance with audio description, is Vida Hiarding. And you've been to see quite a new play, haven't you?
Very new play, actually, Simon. And really interesting play as well, dealing with a very contemporary subject, although sadly one of those subjects that I guess has been with us socially for many, many years. Homelessness really is the theme of the play, and this is quite a stark and poignant 90 minutes of uninterrupted, no-interval theatre. It was given its world premiere just before Christmas last year, so it's literally hot off the press, as it were, and I was lucky enough to see it at the Birmingham Rep, which, as regular listeners will know, one of my local theatres. Alexander Zeldin wrote it, and the title is Love. That's a one-word title. And it very much looks at a series of different characters. There's a mother and a son. There's a family, including two children. There are a couple of other characters, one of whom certainly is possibly two of them, in fact, from overseas. And they are all in this hostel. They all have their own stories, they all have their own anxieties, social situations, all the rest of it. They are obviously thrown together because the unifying factor is the fact that they haven't got a home at the moment for a variety of reasons. And it was a very engaging, very thought-provoking. I have to say, not a laugh a minute, as you would expect by the subject matter. That in no way detracted from the fact that it was a very compelling piece. And really, really enjoyed it.
Now, was there a touch tour available for this?
There was, and that was really useful because the set was in one of the smaller theatres, the Auditoria at the Rep. So it was in their studio. Quite interestingly, in addition to the regular seating that they have in there, red seating, they had put in some additional seating, almost making it look as if the additional chairs, and they're a bit sort of utilitarian type of sort of chairs that you might imagine in a hostel, perhaps. They were sort of very much almost part of the set. So the first couple of rows, if you like, or few seats around that area looked as if you were part of the hostel and part of the set. And then the various rooms, which were literally squalid. They'd clearly not seen, any cleaning liquids or brooms or whatever, quite deliberately so, to create the atmosphere they did. So we saw the communal area, we saw a couple of the rooms where people lived, the filthy state of the loo, without being too graphic, but, that was all very much there. And it was really, I guess you came off the touch tour thinking, yeah, it is a rather sort of downtrodden sort of environment, and that is presumably going to be the backdrop, and it was. We were lucky enough to meet a number of members of the cast, including Alec Calder Marshall, who people may have heard of. She played a woman called Barbara, who is in her 70s or 80s. She's the mother of one of the other characters living in the hostel, a guy called Colin. And, she's a very powerful part. And one thing that sticks with me vividly, and I suspect may well stick with many others who were there, and perhaps probably best describes how engaged the audience was, is that at the end of the play, she walks through, obviously this is part of the action, so it happened every night, so she walks through the audience to go out at the back or the side of the theatre, and I think people were so moved that they genuinely forgot she was an actress and they were helping her because she was walking with some difficulty and, people were reaching out to her and she'd met me on the touch tour and it was quite sweet because she deliberately came past me and gave me a kiss on my hands. That was rather sweet. But
what are you
seriously,
like?
It was a very, very moving experience just watching her leave the theatre and watching the reaction, actually, of the audience who genuinely felt moved to help somebody who they thought was in distress and needed that assistance. So maybe that, I hope, is testimony to the fact that it was a very, very compelling show.
Either that or you just smothered everybody in charm, as always.
Not at all. She talked passionately. If we talk about audio description, Simon, on a more or less weekly basis, and one of the things we try and convey to people is that it does and hopefully should enhance people's enjoyment of live performing arts if you've got a visual impairment. And, you know, one of the luxuries I would go as far as to describe them as is that, you know, we get to meet sometimes members of the cast and sometimes household names in terms of the theatre. And having the chance to talk to Anna and indeed others who were involved about their characters, about perhaps how it's impacted on the way they think of the play or the subject matter or whatever, was really, really interesting. And that, if you like, is just an added bonus, an added plus that perhaps, you know, many other people who have no visual impairment issue at all would love to include as their night at the theatre. So we are very privileged. And again, particularly on a matinee day where they have two shows, but even on a show like, in this case, a Thursday evening, you know, the cast are prepared to come out, you know, an hour or two, or normally an hour and a half when the touch tour is before curtain up, to chat with us, to welcome us, along with members of the stage company and the theatre front of house team. It's a real bonus and a real luxury. I go back to that word.
I'm always amazed, Vidar, because we never normally say this, but you don't have any sight, and you describe these plays as if you've seen them. You know, it's a visual description of it, and it just shows how important AD is and how inclusive it is.
And you know, Simon, obviously that's good of you to flag that up, and I'm reassured that, you know, people do get a sense of what the play was about and how it was staged and everything else. But I simply wouldn't be able to share that with you and listeners without the professionalism and the skills of the various audio describers involved in the different productions that we talk about week in, week out. So it's very much, if that is a result of what happens, then that's great. But that clearly is inevitably down to their expertise rather than mine.
Now, if you're not a theatre goer, Vidar, and you want to sort of dip your toe into this, what's the best way of approaching it?
I guess find out, you know, where your local theatres are. Have a look at what their programme is, their season, either online, if you're happy to look on the website and things. Maybe give them a call. Talk to the box office. Ask if they perhaps have an access officer or somebody who's in charge of or deals with assisted performances, as they're often described. So that can be, in this case, audio-described shows, or for others with hearing impairments, there are captioned and signed performances. And increasingly, actually, there are what they call relaxed performances, so perhaps people who have conditions like autism or learning difficulties, etc. And on occasion, audio description is provided as part of those too. So worth just finding out what the program is. And then, obviously, like anyone else, you know, you're a consumer, you're a customer, you're a patron. Some people will prefer comedies, other people will prefer musicals, some might like ballet, whatever it is, whatever, you know, to use the ghastly cliche, floats your boat, you know, see if there's something that is being audio described as part of that particular week or month or however long that particular production is on stage at the venue for. And if not, maybe it's something that you can indicate that you have an interest in so that when people are planning for the next season, they can bear that in mind, because obviously it's important for theatres to be aware of as much as possible, as practically as possible, what is of interest to their widest audience. And it's in their interest, not just morally, but actually commercially too, to get a good cross-section of the local community engaging with them, attending what they produce, and hopefully that then, without being cheesy, becomes a win-win situation all around.
We've had Float Your Boat and Win-Win. What is going on?
No, we'll leave it there at the end of the day.
Oh, dear me. We would love to hear from you, Vidar, myself. You can get in touch with me here at RNIB Connect Radio, and we'd love to find out some of your experiences, good or bad, with audio description. In the meantime, Vidar, always a pleasure to chat with you. We'll catch up with you very soon.
Thanks very much, Simon. Cheers.